Fighters, a tune called Resolve. And it's time now for our Wine of the Week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon and Valencia have joined me in the studio with a bottle of, wow, I'm excited today. It's the red wines at last coming to the fore. This is the Edgbaston Vineyard of David Finlayson. David Finlayson Wines. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from 2022. Looks fantastic. It's got all sorts of gongs all over it. Lots of awards, I see.
Yes, Dave, yeah. It's on a story, a feature story in the store at the moment. This is the 2022 vintage, the Cabernet. And just a little bit about Dave. You know, we got this big, famous vineyard in France. And they produce one of the best Bordeaux in the world. It's called Chateau Margaux. So they've spent quite a bit of time at that particular farm, that estate, that chateau, with harvesting wine. And so that experience that he's gained from over there now has translated back into these wines, and especially what we're going to taste today. It's a Cabernet. Normally, Chateau Margaux is a blend. They can go from anything from 40 to 100 to 200,000 rand a bottle.
You're joking. Have you ever sold a bottle of wine for 200,000 rand?
Not in South Africa. I sold one when I worked in London, in Regent's Park, to the Emir of Oman. They don't drink, as you know. But it was sold to them for a guest because he lives in Crown property up in Regent's Park there. And the bottle at the time, long time ago now, was 35,000 pounds.
Okay.
A bottle.
That's a very expensive bottle of wine, especially for someone that doesn't drink.
Yes. And
but I suppose it's a lovely gift. I mean, how else would you bribe someone who can't give them the money? Or you could, but then you'd be head up. So there it is. I'll give you a lovely bottle of wine for 35,000 pounds. £35 a thousand. £35.
No, 35,000. 35,000 pound a bottle.
Joking. Okay, now I've got to get my head around that. Let's get back to reality.
To where we are. Yes.
1,000 rand. Okay, so while we're on the subject, what does this wine that we are looking at? It's a very obviously posh 2022 Cabernet Sauvignon from David Finlayson, with all of his French experience bringing the wine to fruition. It's an award-winning. Looking at the bottle, full of gold
and cap. Yeah, it comes from different.
Before we even start, what is the price point here,
Dave? Not badly priced for what you're going to taste. It's 240 rand a bottle.
Okay, so nowhere near 35,000 pounds.
No. But it's a premium cab. It's if you got a little bit of extra in your pocket, nice to buy, have as part of a nice meal at home, or if you're going out to a nice restaurant.
Well, I can tell you already, the studio smells divine. Absolutely divine. It's got all of that, the fresh, minty red berry fruit spectrum, backed by mocha vanilla oak. I mean, I'm just reading the notes here, but I can.
Everything is there.
As the aroma opens up, you can literally get a.
You can just get that all a berry, all a lovely berry smell.
A hint of Christmas in the air almost.
Yes.
It does have a Christmas cake feel to me.
Feel to it, yeah.
And I mean, if you look at the colour.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of petit verdure in it. Just to soften it down a bit and give it a little bit more structure. And that's where that fruit and that nose that you're getting will come through as well. It just softens the Cabernet.
Wow.
In the wine.
That is a fruit-driven.
Yeah.
Produced from four outstanding clones of Cabernet Sauvignon planted on different sites in the Stellenbosch area, made to exude the intensity and purity of Cabernet Sauvignon varietal character, and as such display typical Cabernet Sauvignon cassis and blackcurrant flavors.
Blackcurrant flavors.
They are there.
So the cassis is
in
there.
Joyful abundance It's magnificent. The wine has a fresh, minty, red berry fruit spectrum on the palate, backed by mocha vanilla oak. Firm, structured tannins and a long finish on the palate show good aging potential. Made with more than a nod to the classic wines of the Medoc in the Bordeaux region, showing the period of time that David Finlayson spent working at the world-renowned Chateau Margaux, just as Eamon described. And I'm telling you now, in the bottle or in the glass in front of me,
it could
is
be a
all of that
love.
Experience. Ooh, yeah, it is. It's it, you can taste the love.
The love that's come into that. It's absolutely stunning. Normally you expect a cab, but it's 4 years old, so it's developed nicely in the bottle. And as he said, it will age more. It will develop more. Mm. But that fruit that's in the glass and the nose that comes out, as you said, Dave, it just fills the studio with that lovely, that's like cassis.
What I appreciate is they talk about the oak and they talk about almost a little bit of spice, which often can be detrimental to the novice palate or the less robust palate. You know, the average wine drinker getting into reds and particularly the Cabernet Sauvignon would no doubt find some of them to be quite hard to take on.
Green, quite grippy.
Yeah,
with the tannins that be at the back.
Almost a bit of a shock to the system at the first taste of it. But this is very, very easy to get into because it's such a very forgiving.
It is. I think it's totally. It's so soft. The tannins are there, but and the oak is there. But as you said, they're not overpowering. Yeah. They just make the wine. He just got it right, and it's just so soft, easy drinking. The tannins are there on the back, but they don't overpower your palate. Don't overpower it. Just sit nicely there and leaves that nice taste on your palate, on your tongue, as they say.
So there it is. Let's once again dip into the commercial aspect of this. It's available now. Winter is with us. You can feel the temperature dropped last night. I think it's going to go further south as the days go by. Mm. Lots of snow on the big mountains up at the top, and it'll definitely drift down here. Now it's red wine time, and what a joy. If you're looking for something to start the red wine time for you, the wine of your life. Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, David Finlayson Wines from the Edgbaston, is that how you pronounce it?
Edgbaston.
Vineyard. Mm. It is to be recommended highly, I think. It is an extraordinary wine. What's the price again? 200 and?
$239.99.
It is, I think you're quite right. It's for what you're paying, you're getting a lot of wine.
A lot of wine in that bottle. Yeah. There's a lot of wine in the bottle, not just quantity, but it's what's in the bottle itself.
And you're going to be able to, I hope, taste it this afternoon?
This afternoon.
Wow.
From 2 o'clock to 4 and tomorrow 12 to 2.
So 2 days of opportunity for you to get to know what we have given you verbally in the on the tops of Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon and Valencia. Right now, the David Finlayson Wines Cabernet Sauvignon 2022, highly recommended, but why don't you go and try before you buy? That's the advantage that you have from Tops of Lifestyle. They have a tasting this afternoon between 12 and 2 and tomorrow between
2 today, and 4.
Oh, today 2 and 4. Tomorrow 12 and 2. And 2. Yeah. So there it is. Don't go there at 12 o'clock today because they'll chase you.
We'll have a drunk before you get there.
But yeah, there it is. Wine of the Week. Highly recommended. And we'll repeat the exercise again in a week's time with another gem from Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon and Valencia. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks a lot.
And the music continues.